Yes, aspirin differs from mimulus and rock rose in that it's the remedy for those vague, unknown fears which can come seemingly from out of the blue, where you feel that something awful is going to happen and you can't say what it is and you don't really know what to do. It's an agitation, an anxiety. I feel it applies to those people that wake up out of sleep with this feeling of agitation in the solar plexus, this great feeling of fear. You can't say what it is, and this is the aspirin state. It's unrelated to anything, and yet it's so real and so dreadful, you know, that one feels they don't know what to do.
Does it very much apply to sleep? I was thinking then perhaps of children and nightmares.
Yes, very much. I think children are often an aspirin kind of fear, because very often the mimulus child, you know, the mimulus child, the shy one who doesn't want to go to school, that kind of thing. But this aspirin is the nightmare, vague fear where, as I said, they don't know what they're afraid of. I think it applies very much to them.
And sometimes they don't actually believe that there's that they can be afraid. They feel they shouldn't be afraid.
Yes.
Because it's unknown.
Yes, because it's unknown. And that's the trouble with the unknown. We all like to relate to something positive, but when it's vague and unknown, then it's much more frightening.
Are there people who you see as being nervous, or... The aspirin, if I know, shakes, and I've heard people say that the aspirin type
yes,
shakes.
Yes, the aspirin type does shake with fear because of this unknown quality. In fact, the tree itself, the leaves, it's called tremble in French, as you know, which is trembling. The leaves themselves shake in the wind. And I think it does have this dreadful effect on one. Yes, it is. It is the worst of all the fears, I think.
Is that thing said, isn't it, in English? Oh dear, somebody just
walked over my grave. That's right. But then there are people who are constantly in this state of anxiety.